Welcome back to the, what was it? The Significant Watches podcast. This isn't the Vintage Watchcast.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
As the kids say.
We're joined by my friend Eric Wind and Tony Training. Boys, what's going on?
Thanks for having me on the show, guys. You know, long time coming, I suppose, but good to be back in the saddle, at least briefly.
So the reason we're doing this is really shameless self-promotion of what we're doing at present, which, Tony, why don't you lead us off? You have your arc with the Significant Watches podcast was you were up-and-coming lawyer. You left your briefcase and legal files behind, went to Hodinkee, worked there about dos años, and then decided to go off on your own back to the Substack life. And tell us about that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, Significant Watches, we started in, what, late 2021, I want to say?
Yeah, that's the year.
I don't think Charlie or me were full-time watch industry sort of
I didn't even people. Have a Rolex at that time.
Was your
Charlie hated Rolex at that point, can you imagine? And then I would say like a year after that I joined Hodinkee full-time in October-ish of 2022, and I worked there for about 2 years, a little bit more full-time as an editor, covering all kinds of stuff that hopefully some of you saw at least some of. I did their Hodinkee podcast for most of 2024, which was a lot of fun. And that's kind of when you guys kicked me to the curb and started doing the Vintage Watch podcast. And we became, you know, frenemies, I guess. But I left Hodinkee.
Like the Beatles, the Fab Four.
That's right. We can argue about who's who later. I guess we kicked out our drummer, though.
Yes, gone.
I left Hodinkee towards the end of 2024. As you mentioned, Eric, I actually sort of was an attorney sort of part for a short term again while I figured out what to do next in watches. And then kind of come 2025, I fully relaunched the newsletter that I had started some, let's say, 5 years ago as Unpolished. It is a two times a week newsletter covering, you know, basically everything in watches, a focus on like just what collectors I would say are talking about, vintage, neo-vintage, modern independent, well, just like stuff that people are really talking about. You know, right now I'm kind of doing one of them as free and one of them as paid, $100 a year, $10 a month, or you can be a prestigious founding member, that's $290 a year. It's been a really solid 2 weeks of launch. I'm really happy with where it's at, and I'm kind of full or head on into that over at least the next few months. Doing some other work as well in other places, but that's been my focus, the newsletter, and building that out and seeing what that can be.
Very cool. Is it majority of the same people who've tuned in over the Riskgatement years, or do you think that you've cultivated new people from your last job?
No, I've gotten a lot of new people. I kind of was doing just a weekly newsletter in the run-up to the relaunch and got probably a few thousand new subscribers that were added to the list that I already had. And, you know, I kind of lost a lot of subscribers because I was not publishing on a regular basis for 2 years. So it's a lot of new people. A lot of people have fallen out of the industry. A lot of people have come into collecting over the past couple of years. And a lot of people have come to recognize me through Hodinkee or through the podcast or whatever else it's been, even just social media. You know, everyone's trying to do more on social. So it is a lot of new people with some OGs, I would say, as well, that have been around since, say, 2020.
Cool. That's awesome. Well, I'm excited about the what days do you launch it on? Is it usually Thursdays?
Fridays? It's Tuesdays and Fridays. We'll see how that goes. It's been a little bit different sort of in the lead up here, but we'll see how it goes. That's what I've committed to for now, at least.
I think you should just do once a week, honestly. it's hard to keep up with it. I feel like I read the Friday ones and not the Tuesday ones because Tuesday's so busy.
Yeah, Tuesdays is for loser.
So no one reads on Tuesdays. It's a delicate balance. I'm like realistic about the fact that no one wants a watch newsletter in their inbox every day. Like that's not the most important thing in the world. I do want to make it valuable to people. So we'll see how it goes over the future. But your point is taken, Eric. Thank you. Sort of.
It might be
advisory
cool to have,
in here.
It might be cool to have one email per week, but then you launch something on Tuesday and make people or Wednesday, right? force people to, like, you know, refresh the page every day of the week and get them excited. So that might be an option too. That's how we do it with our listings.
Question for you, Tony, just for our listeners here, what's the best way to find you?
You can go to onpolishedwatches.com, or you can follow me on Instagram, Tony_Trena, or also email me, I guess, Tony@unpolishedwatches.com. I feel like I'm fairly available on the internet if you work for now.
And do you want to make it more focused towards like the collectors, or do you want to have any sort of like any sort of brands that reach out and you can do press releases or content surrounding like what the watches are doing?
No, I mean, a couple of the principles I started it on are no watch brand advertising and then sort of just like not doing press trips. I feel like over the long term, I'll probably do brand advertising, but not watch brands. I'll find other adjacent categories that might make sense for the newsletter. But once you start developing commercial relationships with these brands, even if it's as an advertiser, like it just becomes messy. They expect coverage. Like LVMH Watch Week is going on right now. Imagine if one of these brands is an advertiser of yours, they're going to expect certain things, whether or not it's of interest to your audience. So your priorities and incentives just get kind of screwed up pretty quickly. So I'm pretty happy with going subscription first right now. It allows it to remain focused on delivering what readers actually want, subscribers actually want.
Cool. And yeah, part of pivoting to our own selfish ambitions here for Charlie and me, part of the reason we're doing this was because it's been, I would say, over 10 people the last year who have told us, oh, we really miss the Significant Watches podcast. And then
I wish you were still doing it.
And we're like, wait, do you know about the Vintage Watch podcast? And they're like, no, what's that? We're like, oh, come on. So I think we have
22 episodes we've done.
Yeah, but we have well over 1,000 subscribers on the Significant Watches podcast on Apple and then Spotify as well. And people just did not get the memo that it's continued in various forms and that Tony is no longer with Hodinkee and that we have the Vintage Watch podcast. So that is the shameless reason why we are going to push out this Significant Watches podcast so people can kind of be surprised when they see it come across their Apple Podcasts app or anything else and realize it's 2025 and there are new forms of media here that are evolving all the time.
So we've got about 23 or so episodes that are in the kind of like archive of podcasts. I'm sorry, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And then we've also got the new podcast we did 2 last week, and then we are trying to do it 4 per month. Is kind of the goal that
for 4. It's on Patreon. That is a way for people to subscribe. Honestly, we were kind of getting burned out just pushing out free content, not really getting any feedback. People like it,
but people like just, it and expect it to be more frequent, but it's like there's no real upside to it. So
there's no value necessarily. We had a ton of people kind of try to ask if we could send them an RSS or something of it, like basically to get it for free. And we said, no, you've got to download the Patreon app. If you want it on your mobile, you can listen to it there.
I think that most of them were asking the RSS feeds so that way they could access it because they didn't have an idea of the Patreon app as you could stream it. But it's funny if we gave them that.
Giving them a backdoor access. So yeah, it's Patreon, the Vintage Watch podcast. We have an Instagram as well, the Vintage Watch podcast.
You can follow. I just listen to Patreon.
Yeah, sign up for our Win Vintage newsletter. Charlie might even send out a Strictly Vintage Watches newsletter to alert his readers and super fans about the podcast.
And super fans?
Yes. One of the funniest stories, actually.
I think super fans is when you like give people tips.
No, you want to hear a funny story? About a year and a half ago, this guy who has basically a center for intelligence studies at a university in New York reached out to Charlie to be a guest speaker and was like, I want to get, you know, have you speak about how you find all these interesting old ads and information on original owners and things. And,
Eric was like, hey guys, what's going on?
I was part of the chat, and then I was so clearly not even a third wheel. I was like an eighth wheel. And he's like, oh, if you want to come to Eric, I'll give you a ticket for the event or something. It was so funny.
Greyhound it up.
And if you know anyone else that would attend, like, please let us know. Yeah, it was just hilarious.
That got rocked.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the kind of super fans that are only subscribed to the Strictly Vintage Watches newsletter, not the Win Vintage newsletter. So yeah, I think that's it. Please go to unpolishedwatches.com. Charlie and I are both founding members on our own accounts.
Mine is on the Win Vintage corporate card.
No.
And that's what we want. We want those group corporate cards.
Yeah.
And people throwing money at us.
I'm a subscriber. Tony, are you a subscriber to our Patreon yet?
No, of course not.
Are you going to?
It's a happy meal a month.
It'd be one of those people that's asking you for a back door, maybe.
Yeah, yes. $9 a month for us. What's your cost, Tony?
It's like $10 a month. So ours is better.
A month, $100 a year. But look, you get twice as much content with the newsletter. It's just the value sort of presents itself. I don't even need to do the sales pitch, because it, on its face, I think people would be subscribing to Unpolished if they were, if they had their wits about them. But if you can swing it, maybe do both. Maybe do the Vintage Watch podcast as well.
It's better than a Netflix account and a Hulu account.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, my Netflix charge is now like $25 a month,
so, and I don't have anything on it.
Yeah, and it's hardly anything. And it's like you can get both of ours for less than that per month.
You'll never watch Netflix again if you have Unpolished, the newsletter, and the Vintage Watch podcast.
I do, unless you're going to go back and watch the Ozarks. That's the only option. But they ended this. They ended the season way too early, so it's not great. It's
I do find that I like reading Tony's writing. It kind of keeps me up on things. I can avoid other blogs and not waste my time on them, because I just go straight to the top in terms of the authority on watches today. And I can just save a lot of time. So I think it's a good use of funds. And I look forward to my valet tray arriving one day as a founding member.
You had a valet tray?
Yeah, if you're a founding member, Tony's sending you a valet tray.
Nice.
From the Dublinist in the Chicago area.
That's cool. That's a cool perk, actually. I'm going to use that.
It's great.
So I guess we'll pick this conversation up over on the Patreon and have our first guest episode with Tony. Thank you so much for tuning in, and check the links in the description.